Let's rock out that out of the field question. There's Green Onions by Booker T.
I bet Quentin didn't know that you sang this song.
Quentin, what we do here, since normally you're my weekend warrior, maybe that'll change now that the football season is over. We'll see you more during the week. I always give the producer the option to go first, or you can defer. So you can be San Francisco in overtime, or you can be San Francisco in regular time. It is up to you if you want to start off with the out of left field question.
Yeah, you always defer.
Yeah, so you want me to go first?
Yeah.
And that question today on After Hours on a Sunday afternoon or pre-noon, what is the most unattractive physical quality someone can have? 913-586-7610. Flat billed hat. I'm kidding. I'm not going to start that again. I promise. I'm not going to start that. This is, I mean, it makes you kind of sound petty. But for me, man, it could be for women or men. And to me, one of the more unattractive physical traits someone can have, you got a dirty ear. You got a little wax buildup in that ear. That can be for men or women. You know, when you're sitting next to somebody, you kind of look over and you're like, oh my Lord, they got some buildup in that lobe. They just need a little swab. But I don't know how to tell them that. It's different. Earwax is different than like a bug hanging. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of bats in the cave, right? Hanging from the nose. I'm also not a fan of people that react in a very weird way about it. Like, oh, gosh. Oh, you need to go get that out of your nose. Side tap. Hey, Quentin, you got a little something right there. You might want to go. Oh, you know what they're going to do? Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what they're going to say. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. It's like having a zit on your face. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, there's a huge whitehead on your right cheek and you want to get rid of it. You're going to be like, hey man, you might want to go, you know, deal with something. But again, earwax, not into it. Kind of grosses me out. Not a huge fan. But I will be polite and I'll be nice. Hey miss, hey sir, you got a little, you might want to, you know, clean that out. So that's my, like, unattractive physical trait. Because you got to know something.
I think this is also a universal one.
Yeah.
It's just BO.
Body.
It's so bad. Like, especially now where, you know, deodorant and everything else is so widely available.
I remember people were mean to kids in middle school. They'd always say, you know, right guard works for the left arm, too. Like, oof. Body odor. I found out that there are different types of body odor when I played high school sports. I played a sport. I played basketball for 2 years, freshman, sophomore. Went to a big high school, so we had a lot of people that could play. We had the opportunity, so it wasn't like I was a stud athlete. I just happened to go to a school where I was able to play on basically like the C teams. But I still played high school sports, and I will live on that for the day I die. 913-586-7610. What's the most unattractive physical quality someone can have? Someone just throws out here, racist. Is that a physical quality that somebody can have? I feel like that's like a mental quality somebody has, or just a quality. But we don't like it either way. From the 660, Dusty, the Dustman, Dustorama. My most unattractive physical trait would be a neck/face tattoo. Neck tattoos are tough. Because I'm not really understanding the whole process. Now, you ink up however you want to ink up. But I remember I worked with this one dude and he had two hands tattooed on his throat. And he said, and I quote, these will be the only hands that tie me down the rest of my life. And I went, okay.
All right.
I said, that's dark. And I don't know if I can go any further than that. Somebody from the 816 says self-aspiration, selfies and everything. Okay.
And we want to go like that direction. Like people that like just live and enjoy other people's drama.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
I also don't like people that are trying to do selfies to gain attention.
Yes, yes.
Like, and like morning vibes, selfie. Like, you're beautiful. You don't need people to tell you you're beautiful. You know you're beautiful. And now I don't want to tell you that because now you're reaching out to be told that. And if you really need to be told that, are you truly beautiful? Maybe on the outside, but you might be rotten on the inside. From the 913, it's excessive piercings. Especially septum piercings. Snout. Oh, wait. Yeah, is that what that says? Shoot. Piercings in general aren't attractive. I don't know. I mean, if I could pull it off. I did have earrings at one point in my life. Big old fake stones in my ears. And then one day my grandpa came up to me and slapped me on the side of the head and said, what are those? I never wore those again. Nurse Jen here. My most unattractive physical trait are tobacco stains on teeth and chew in teeth. Boy, are you not going to like Jay Binkley because he's got chew all the time in his lip, but he's still attractive. Bad breath or bad dental hygiene. That's kind of been the one that's leading the text line is bad teeth.
I think that one's, well, at least the, like, you know, bad breath is very similar to the BO thing.
That's my biggest insecurity is bad breath. Yeah. My car and my backpack will always have mints or Orbit gum in them. Because this is a job where we are long-winded. We're doing a lot of talking. We're drinking a lot of water. We drink coffee. And the worst thing I can do is when I go to like a store and I'm like, hey, and they're like, oh. And I know that reaction. I know a heat wave has hit their nostril and it's not nice. Bad breath is not good. Bad breath is a deal breaker. And I know that. And I'm insecure about that. And that's a good insecurity to have.
Especially, you know, like a lot of that is first impression stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're like, oof, what is going on? Because I've been the victim of that. And I've also been the person of that. Like, I've been the victim of like, hey, how are you? And like, hey, I'm good. I'm like, oh, my. Maybe she's just got a little meat in her teeth and doesn't know it. And it's just a hiccup. Or there's been times where I've been like, hey, how are you? And like, they've been like, hey, like, and I've had good friends that have told me like, hey, you might want to get a mint or some gum because it's hot. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And then, you know, you're doing the, oof, what was that? Somebody from the 480 says way too much makeup. Ladies, let me tell you this right now. I don't care how much makeup you wear. I don't care what type of makeup you wear. You're all beautiful in my eyes. Plain face, makeup face, you're all beautiful. And that's the truth. That's the crown jewel being honest with you. You're all beautiful in my eyes. Somebody from the 816 says, going on a second date right now, wish me luck. Good luck. Did they respond before that? Or is that just the only text we got? Oh, they said self-aspiration, selfies and everything. Going on a second date right now, wish me luck. Bring that conversation up on your date. Let me know how it goes. Because, you know, on my Instagram, I'll do, like, videos to, like, kind of give a preview of what, you know, the show's going to be. That's not me trying to be like, hey, look how good-looking I am. Look at how, you know, attractive. I don't think I am that person. I'm just letting people know that might be out and about that follow me on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Hey, here's what we're going to talk about. Pete Sweeney at 7. Jay Binkley at 6:30. Such and such at 8. Out of left field question. It's a fun one. Oh, okay, I'll be sure to listen. It has nothing to do with, like, self-aspiration. You know, I'm not here to be like, Look at how well my beard looks today. But there are people that do that, and those people might be a little rotten, might need a little bit of Sunday church.
Unfortunately, we have occupations that require us to actually Correct. Lose our social media.
Because I have friends that give me a hard time, like, how many Instagram videos do you do a week? I'm like, dude, sports media. How do you grow your brand? Push it out there as much as you can. So people are like, all right, 8 o'clock. What's this out of left field question he talks about? Well, this is what it is. When you're in line at Hy-Vee and the person in front of you rips butt real classy. Yeah, if you're out there passing, you know, deviled egg gas.
Duster.
Yeah, if you're a crop duster, that's But again, I don't know if that is what you would consider a unattractive physical quality. Like boogers hanging. That little saliva that gets in the corner of your mouth when you talk. Physical quality. Earwax, not good. Bad breath, not great. You ever been when somebody has, like, smelly feet of the opposite sex?
No.
Somebody says, Dusty from the 660. How about a, quote, old boy standalone stash. Nothing wrong with a good Magnum PI stash, but the old boy, not attractive. If you're an old boy, if you get called old boy by me, you know I don't like you. Arthur Smith, you had that little weird Mr. Potato Head stash. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen Seth Tagalas' mustache today on the PGA Tour, the Genesis Invitational. That thing's nasty. That thing is nice. A nice nasty. From the 913, when I was in seventh grade, my dad brought me to pick up basketball games and let me play with all the old guys. Old dudes sweat way too much sometimes. It's just nasty. Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I got a layup in my face from some dude and just, I mean, dripping sweat. And it just went right by me. And it was like onions mixed with like a old trash bag and an old man put together at 24 Hour Fitness, what used to be a gym. And I was like, that man sweats differently than I do. And I don't sweat great. Jacked up teeth from the 785. A woman with man hands from the 913. Well, that's not nice. 913, huge gums in their mouth. Bad teeth. Bad teeth seems to be the winner. A messed up grill. Now I just want to go get Invisalign. Because I feel like a lot of people out there are like, oh, gosh. Like, imagine COVID, like you were meeting somebody for the first time, they're just wearing a mask, and then they took it off for the first time, and you're like, oh, that's you under there. Okay. I don't think we're going to go. I don't know. This is just somebody being nice on a Sunday. I appreciate it. What is attractive is your sexy voice, Dusty. I don't know. A lot of weather and time on this voice, I can tell you that much. We are running away with clock time here.